Day from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms help protect your family today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
Can't you hear the pitter-patter?
And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, it's me.
Life can be so
again.
Sweet.
On I'm a dead young people out there. Don't smoke cigarettes, okay? And I good.
In shape.
Well, they got the coffee once in a while. Yeah.
This rover.
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
Oh, you got that right. You got that right about this show.
I'll be rich as gold dust at my feet.
Sorry.
On sunny
Frank, you better take over the street.
All right, Willie. Willie the Blues Man, everybody. Years and years of cigarette smoke, whiskey, taking a toll. Taking their toll on Willie. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. 4 more days, I believe, in this month. And then we're into April. We're going to do the Burke segments. We're going to take your calls. We have a little space today so we can play, take more phone calls. But the reason that I don't like to plan a show, and I never have, is when you plan a show out and you have every hour sort of laid out as to what you're going to do, you can't ever do anything spontaneous. If something last minute comes up, it throws you because it's not part of what you had planned. And I couldn't do a show that way anyway. And when things like what happened today happen, I have plenty of time to take that I can talk about it. Nick Nixon has cancer, and he is, I know that people have a tendency to say he's battling cancer. He's dying. I mean, let's just say it like it is. Now, I spent 8 years in the country, in country music radio, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I loved the people in country music, not just the performers, but the people that like country music. They're regular, real, loyal people.
Extremely loyal.
Extremely. Yeah. Many of those people are still here with this show from the days that Dan was there, too. We did country music, and then I did it before I was even working with Dan. So about 8 years total in country music. And the great thing about country radio and talk radio is the people are very loyal, and they're very honest. They're just real people. Nick Nixon is a St. Louis guy who, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, and I don't mean this in any way in a bad way. He was knocking on the door of huge success. He was right there. And like a lot of people all over the country, all over the world, for whatever reason, he never became, you know, a name that was known across the nation. Now, he actually was, in the 70s, pretty well known by a lot of people. He had about a dozen hits that made the top 100 on the country charts, which is pretty impressive, but he didn't have, you know, 6 number ones, and whatever it was, and I don't know what it was that kept him out, because to me, Nick Nixon had all the stuff going for him. He had the look. He had charisma. He had a terrific voice, a very listable singing voice. And a lot of you listening will have been at least once, or more than once, on Lindbergh. And Dan, what was the name of it? It was the Nick Nixon Loungers. It was something on Lindbergh,
remember.
And I can't remember the exact what they called it.
It was Nick Nixon's, though. It was Nick. Everybody said, "You going to Nick Nixon's tonight?"
Yeah, they didn't say the hotel. They said, "You going to Nick Nixon's."
Yeah.
And I guess I was in there 4 or 5 times, and I don't go to bars, lounges, nightclubs, so that'll tell you something about how I felt about his performance, was that I went back, and I was there 4 or 5 times. And I remember thinking, how is it this guy's just in St. Louis? I mean, why is he not in Nashville? And I don't know the answer to that. But Nick has cancer, and the clock is ticking, and the time is just about run out. And there's going to be a benefit. I know there was one last October. There's probably been a couple, but here's the deal. This is going to be at the Stegton Banquet Hall. That's that thing that used to be called Five Flags or Four Flags.
Yeah.
Right there at the Fifth Street exit or something.
I think that's where it was last October also.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have another benefit there. And, wow, they're going to have Barbara Fairchild is another St. Louis country name that kind of went to the next level beyond where Nick was able to go. So she's going to be there, and Barbara Allen and Leona Williams. It's at the Stegton Banquet Hall. It is April 21st, which is a Sunday. And I'm, you know, as is the case with so many people who send out releases, they fail to give you what I think is a pretty important piece of information, and that's the time. And the time's not on here. It says... it just says April Sunday. I'm sorry, it is 1 p.m. I missed it. It's over in the corner. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday, April 21st, Stegton Banquet Hall. It's on Wall Street next to Sam's Club in St. Charles. And it's a $25 donation. And for that, you'll get a 90-minute DVD called Then and Now. And it's performances by Nick Nixon from the early 80s up to 2011. He was performing right up until about a year and a half ago, I think, and then this hit him, and
it was the Downspout was the name of his place.
No,
Nixon's Downspout.
No, that might have been one, but that's not what I remember. It was Nick Nixon something lounge. Now, for a while, he was at the Downspout. I don't know, but a lot of people will know. Let me read you. I just, when I heard that he was so sick, I just had this flashback to watching him, thinking, man, this guy is really good and easy to watch and easy to listen to. So I went online. Wait, you hear this? I found an article. This was written for a music publication, country music publication in the 70s by a writer named Sharon Tricamo. And here's what she says. St. Louis, and remember, this was written in the 70s. St. Louis is Nick Nixon. Is truly a personality in every sense of the word. The multi-talented singer, songwriter, performer, and all-around entertainer is perhaps the most underrated artist to emerge from the Midwest.
Wow.
With several chart records to his credit, the Mercury recording artist is the top name in country music in St. Louis and must be one of Nashville's brightest up-and-coming stars. With such songs as She's Just an Old Love Turned Memory, It's Only a Bar Room, Rockin' in Rosalie's Boat, and many others, Nick's latest single, Love Songs and Romance Magazines, is busting the charts wide open. This action has brought about the release of his first album for Mercury, titled Nick Nixon. He's written several hit songs, including the Teddy Bear song. It was the first million seller for another St. Louis native, Barbara Fairchild. I actually know that song. He has performed all over the United States at top fairs, entertainment parks, rodeos, concerts, nightclubs, has a string of fans everywhere. Nick's voice has been described as a cross between Charlie Pride, David Wills, and little Mo Bandy on the side. His country, gentle approach to his music and fans, a tribute to his popularity and constant demand for performances, including the many charitable causes that he always finds time for. Stargazing finds us looking up to one of the brightest stars in the future of country music, Nick Nixon. Wow, what an article. What a great article. I mean, this woman basically said, watch this guy. He's going to be a superstar. And he wasn't. And I don't know why. I don't. I just, I wonder what that's like. I'm sure there are probably people listening who got real close. There are a couple of people... in the St. Louis area, there's a guy named Steve Klein from over in Illinois. And one of these days I have some time, I'll play you a recording he made in Nashville. He actually went to Nashville, had a recording session with the Nashville studio musicians. I'm telling you, it'll blow you away. He just, if I remember what he told me, was once he realized the politics of it. Once he realized the wear and the tear on your life, he just chose to go back and do whatever he does in Alton or Wood River or wherever the heck it is. And there was one other guy in town years ago who was a mechanic at a Buick dealership and was a terrific country singer. Same kind of story. Just so close. Nick Nixon told me years and years ago, we just had a little chat about why aren't you right now on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And I don't really remember how he explained it, but I do remember that he said the one of the points where he thought, this is it, I've really made it. Now, you got to remember, this is we're going now back when this happened 30, 35 years ago. Well, maybe more, maybe 40. Said that he got a check from Capitol, Mercury, whatever the record label was, for $50,000 in advance.
Wow.
For signing a contract. I mean, today that would be like $300,000.
$300,000.
So, again, Sunday, April 21st, benefit for Nick Nixon. I understand he has a young daughter. I think the call I got today that was followed up by this email, if I heard right, he's got a 9-year-old daughter. So he's 73 years old, but had a daughter late in life. He's got a daughter, got a lot of bills. No money, you know, typical showbiz musician type story. And I don't know all the details, but all I do know is this. If you ever enjoyed going to see Nick Nixon, you enjoyed his music, and you'd like to help out with what there is to be in the way of bills to be picked up by the family and the daughter, and you want to do it, here's a good way to do it. And hey, for $25, you get a 90-minute DVD. My goodness, it's worth half that price right there. Stegton. St. Charles, and I have a phone number, but look, I've done this long enough to know I know the people in cars don't remember phone numbers. I'll throw it out here, but I'll also tell you that I would just call the Stegton Banquet Hall, because you know they have the information. 860-271-9293. If you're in the car right now and you want to call, get tickets. 860-271-9293. And I see the phones are lighting up here. We'll take your calls. Like, I know not everybody is in country music. A lot of people don't even know who Nick Nixon was. But it's kind of interesting, even if you weren't part of it, the idea that a guy from St. Louis came that close and actually did have some songs that hit the charts and wrote a lot of songs. And that Barbara Fairchild Teddy Bear, I know that song. For her first million sellers, written by Nick Nixon. So even if you're not into country music, I just thought that there are some people out there who may not really know all this, and now you know. And we'll get to your calls. There was something I wanted. My younger son. If you have kids, you know that they go through things and phases, and I don't know that it's a waste of time, but it just doesn't stick. Like piano lessons. Yeah, okay. We tried that with all three. It didn't go too well. One of the kids really kind of took to it and was pretty good. The other one couldn't wait for the lessons to be over. Fake sickness to avoid them if he could. And my daughter was the worst of all, the one who can't sing. She could not play the piano, so that didn't work out. One of the kids had a clarinet for about a week. One brought a violin home. I think I saw it twice. It walked in the house from school with a violin case, and I said, what the heck is that? Oh, it's a violin. I'm going to take violin lessons. I thought, okay, let's see how long this lasts. I think it lasted a couple of weeks. We had a saxophone in the house for a day and a half. We had the piano lesson. And then my second son wanted a guitar, and which I think a lot of young boys think, I'm going to get a guitar and learn to play. Because they hear rock stars say, yeah, I was a kid, I just picked up a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to go buy him, and it was just an acoustic guitar. I don't know what it cost, $40. I don't know. But it has one signature on it. It's Nick Nixon's. And Nick Nixon signed his guitar for him, which at the time was a pretty big deal, because I just felt like this guy is he's pretty good at what he does, and who knows, maybe he will really, really make it big. And I wish he had, unless it was by his own choice that he didn't. Mark is on the 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Mark's on the phone. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Frank. I like your show, PM and AM.
You don't get an alleluia for that.
Almost gotcha. Hey, I wanted to tell you about Nick Nixon. I used to go see him all the time up in North County with my ex-wife in the late 70s and early 80s.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the place was always packed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, there were two Western bars up there. One was called Cowboys.
Right.
One was called Rodeos.
Okay.
And I think Nick's played at Lindbergh in the northeast corner at 70 of the Northwest Airport Inn.
That, I think you're exactly right.
Okay, and I'm still friends with his oldest daughter, Sandy, who's married to a friend of mine from church, Lanny. And they're just, well, I've been aware of the situation, but yeah, so in addition to the little child, he also has, little child, also has some older, some adult children, too.
Yeah, I remember, too, if I remember correctly, he was, and is, he's not gone yet, he's a very charitable guy. Did lots lots of benefits.
He's friendly to everyone, talked to you. It didn't matter who you are or what you look like. He would basically bend over backwards to accommodate you. So, yes, he was one great guy, is one great guy.
Yeah, well, Mark, I appreciate the call.
You remember a place called Knickerbobs?
No.
Okay. Somebody called and said they thought it was Nick's Knickerbobs or something like
Never
that.
Never heard of it. Never heard of that. Dan, off the air, said something that is pretty dead on. It was sort of our own Gilly's, you know, Mickey Gilly's place, which was made famous in Urban Cowboy with John Travolta. That's probably the closest thing we had to a Gilly's in the sense that a celebrity was actually there performing. Now, people can say, no, Gilly's was a huge place. Our equivalent would be more of, what's that line dancing place?
Oh,
it used to be, I don't know what it is now.
It's
Wild and Country.
What's the name of that thing?
Wild Country or whatever.
Wild
it's
Country.
All out there.
Yeah.
And then there's,
no, it's not
used
the same.
To be In Cahoots. And,
In Cahoots, that's the other one. Not the same. We're talking about a place where you go in house is sort of the star performer. You know, he's always the headliner. And so that was more like a Gilly's than anything else. So, too bad. Sorry to hear about what Nick is going through with his family. Do you have any Burke segment?
Yeah, I got something real
quick. All right. This is our control board operator. Yeah, on the peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. We went and had dinner over at my father-in-law and stepmother-in-law, I guess. I don't know what exactly the term is for that. It's Angela's stepmom and dad's house.
Well, but, she would be your stepmother-in-law.
Stepmother-in-law, okay. Yeah. But, so we were talking about certain shows we like to watch together, and we record Match Game because we love watching that, and Angela's dad loves watching that show,
the
too.
The old one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
With Gene Rayburn?
Yes, absolutely.
With that 3-foot-long microphone?
They're so funny.
Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Well, yeah, they still play them on the Game Show Network, and they're playing Match Game 75 now, and it's not as good because Charles Nelson Reilly isn't on it, but it's got Brett Summers and Richard Dawson, of course, and Fanny Flagg and all the regulars.
That.
Oh, yeah, no, it's hilarious. It's very funny. But we were also talking about other show, Leave It to Beaver. Angela and her dad both have always liked watching that show. So Angela said it's on some channel she records it on, so we were over at their house, and I go, oh, well, I'll look up on your system here and see if I could set it up to record for you. And so I think they have DirecTV or whatever. So I went to the menu and I started searching and typing in letter by letter.
Can I sort of say what I think you're headed?
All right.
They didn't know they could do this?
No, I think he knows they can search for stuff. But I think he's done it before.
Okay.
But I started punching in the letters and everything, and up came Leave It to Beavers.
I know exactly what this is. This is on one of the adult channels.
Well, yeah, apparently it's a movie that airs on Showtime, I guess, late at night.
Yeah.
and we just thought that was hilarious. That I go, I don't think this is the same show. I don't.
You should have loaded it in to record so that when they go to watch it.
Hey, that's just, not. You know,
wait
that's
a minute. Where's Wally and the Beeves?
Wait, honey.
Where's Wally?
Did Beeves' mother ever take her pants off? I don't remember that.
So we looked it up, and apparently it was one of those Skinamax movies that was a film. Leave It to Beavers.
Leave It to Beavers.
June didn't have that kind of pearl necklace.
What, Dan?
Oh, my goodness. I don't go for that.
No, edit that out.
Yeah, I'll take
edit
that out.
Edit out what he just said. But, disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Yes, and so.
Hey, Me TV. I don't know if it's on all the.
Meat TV?
Me.
Oh.
Me TV. M-E. And it's on U-verse right now, but yet they have all the old shows. Perry Mason, Emergency, Lost in Space.
See, some of those shows you can't even watch, but others, they're laughable.
Oh, they're so hokey.
Like Father Knows Best. To me, that stuff is just hilarious, but it wasn't meant to be hilarious for the reasons I'm laughing at.
Yeah, and if people have just like a digital antenna, I know it's 2.2. I guess it's one of Channel 2's sub-channels.
Right.
It's called Antenna TV, and they have like Maude, All in the Family. So we watch All in the Family on Antenna TV.
I love all those shows where the family sits down to dinner, and dad's in a sweater and a necktie to have dinner at home.
Ward.
Ward Cleaver.
So we had dinner over there, and then we watched, they had never seen The Hangover, the original one, so we watched
that. Did they like it?
Yes. they
well, that's a good test. Funny. If your in-laws like The Hangover, okay, you can hang out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they'd said something like, turn that disgusting thing off, you got a problem. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Dan, anything?
Yeah, I have something.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think people are on the edge of their seats. I'd like to keep them there. And
okay.
We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll have Dan's contribution to the Burke segment, then we'll take your calls. Dr. Doug comes in next hour. First Community Credit Union, as you know, is the official credit union of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The single, the only, the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock with your cordial host, Paul Warner, who has done his banking at First Community Credit Union longer than any of us. I've been a member for, I want to say, 6-7 years. Paul, I think, has been there 25 or 26 years. I mean, he knew about First Community Credit Union before we did. And it's a very, very wide. That's one of the reasons he's so wealthy. You know, he retired from that motorhome thing.
I know.
He's got so much money because he knew where to do his banking and where to put his money. And there you go. That's what can happen. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank for more reasons that we have time to go into, but like a lot of other things I always talk about, it's the people there that really do make the difference. However, in the case of something like banking, you better, in addition to good people, you better be very competitive with your rates. People will pull accounts and change where they bank over 0.5%. They will. So you better be on top of it, whether it's the customers or, as we're called, members, savings, or what they're borrowing. They want to know they're getting the best rate they can possibly get. And First Community wants that, too. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Looks like we've got pretty slow traffic south of Manchester down to almost Big Bend. Northbound 55, that right lane is at Park. You got a disabled vehicle southbound 55 before 4500 South Broadway. And usual slowdown on westbound 70 between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. It opens up after that to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday, April 8th. It's the biggest holiday on the St. Louis calendar. Opening day.
Need we say more?
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean, the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Join KTRS live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown.
Leading off for the KTRS team will be Steve Cochran in the morning quickie, followed by Martin Kilcoy and Claire Callatin News.
Let's play ball.
So join us at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown for the 2013 KTRS opening day broadcast from the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upwards, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long-term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252. Immediately, while supplies last.
He said, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last. So you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
It's the Tony Award-winning true story of a recording session that brought together Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins for the first and only time. It's the Million Dollar Quartet at the Fabulous Fox Theater, April 23rd through May 5th. And you can win tickets right here.
Win nothing but a hound dog.
Text the word quartet to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Fabulous Fox Theater for the opening night performance of the Million Dollar Quartet from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, boys and girls, April 1st, mark it down.
the opening day patio party at the Blackfin at the Galleria. It'll benefit the St. Louis Crisis Nursery, and the Big 550 KTRS will provide you an opportunity to win opening day tickets here in St. Louis. It's a live remote. It's the Blackfin Bullpen Show featuring Jim Huerer and I. There'll be ticket giveaways, silent auctions, food and drink specials, and don't forget, you'll have an opportunity to win opening day tickets at Busch Stadium as well at the Blackfin.
I've heard people say that.
Did we play this yesterday?
Oh, I did play it.
Yeah, stop it. Well, stop right now.
Another Barry White one.
What
I meant to
are
play
you
this
thinking?
Did we play this?
We don't do that.
We did this one yesterday?
I had a different one.
Oh, this is the one they always played on Ally McBeal.
Yes.
The show I couldn't stand. CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago had a segment with Aaron Neville. It was really good. Really good. I really enjoyed it. I like that when they catch somebody and you can tell that you're cutting through all the BS and it's their home where they grew up and they go visit the old neighborhood. You know, yeah, I like that. Aaron Neville, interesting story. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Chris joins us. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, Frank? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Chris.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, talking about them old television shows from the 50s and stuff, I thought they were awesome, grew up with them, but you know what the dirtiest thing said on television in the 50s was?
Is this the Beaver line?
Yeah, or don't you think you're a little hard on the old Beaver last
beaver.
Night?
Yeah.
And you actually think, Chris, that you're telling our audience that for the first time?
Yeah.
100-year-old joke. Okay, 40.
I haven't heard it today.
You just heard it?
I haven't heard it today.
That's a good point. Haven't heard it today. Okay, I'll give you that. All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dionne Warwick is she's bankrupt. She filed for bankruptcy.
$10 million in debt.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dionne Warwick go to prison. I want her in prison for the rest of her life. And you want to know why?
Psych Friends Network.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I think everybody knows how I feel about people who steal from people. And that stinking Psychic Friends Network was the biggest scam, one of the biggest psychic scams ever. And I'll never forget when they busted it and shut it down. Watching interviews with college kids who were on the phone as psychics to make extra money. They weren't anybody that would get on the phones. They would coach you, and they give you a sort of a format sheet. And they interviewed these kids, and they asked them, they says, well, do you believe you have any psychic? And they just laughed. They went, no, I just got paid to answer the phones. It was a giant scam. And it made, I remember reading the numbers, millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions, hundreds of millions from nuts who actually would call that thinking that they're going to get any sort of psychic reading. And she was the front person. She was the face of the Psychic Friends Network. So I hope she goes to prison. I hope she can't pay the $10 million in back taxes, and they put her away for the rest of her life. Charlatan thief, Dionne Warwick. Terrific singer. I love the Bacharach stuff as much as anybody else from the 60s, but you know what? A thief is a thief, and somebody who takes advantage of ignorant, stupid people like that should go to jail. So I hope Dionne Warwick, we get to see her in an orange jumpsuit, handcuffs, and shackles. Ken, you're up. How you doing?
How are you, AM and the PM?
Thank you.
How's everybody else?
Let me check. How's
good,
everybody?
Good, Ken.
Great.
Good.
Hey,
good.
Glad to hear it. Hey, what would it take for you to stop playing a certain commercial?
Man, I
It's a hair loss commercial.
Where the woman calls in?
Oh, my God. That's horrible. I got to turn the radio off. I hate to say.
I can give you about 15 more horrible ones we play. We just played one, and when I heard it, I thought, I used to work in advertising. I used to write commercials. If I had written the one I just heard and turned it in, I would have been fired on the spot. It's a shock absorber commercial, and it starts off with bad lettuce. This doesn't make any sense. Now, the hair loss thing is, we've had more than one complaint about that. I can't stop it.
Oh, you have zero power to stop. You have no power from Ann from Karanaki or whatever that product is to stop it, huh?
Nope. Their money's good. We'll take it. That's the way it works.
Darn the luck.
I know.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ken. You're not alone. Dan, you're on.
Hey, Frank, how do you know their money's good?
Well, the check clears.
Well, why didn't anybody check with Dionne Warwick? I mean, your credit card only has a $10,000 balance on it. How do you get to $10.7 million? Some idiot was dumb enough to loan her the money.
Well, I think some of it was taxes, wasn't it?
No, it's all taxes. She owes back taxes of $10 million. It's IRS. She owes the IRS $10
million. Well...
But still, how do you get that far?
Dionne Warwick made a lot. Look, in the 60s, Dionne Warwick made a ton of money. She had several chart toppers. I mean, a lot of hit songs. She,
you know the way to San Jose.
Oh, absolutely. That was just one of many. But then the Psychic Friends thing made her a fortune, and apparently she's too stupid to know how to pay taxes. So she owes them that time. She goes to jail.
Well, then it's her own fault. Then she goes to jail. But if somebody goes bankrupt because you loaned them the money and then they spent it, that's foolish. That's
well,
that's your fault.
But that has nothing to do with it. She didn't go bankrupt because she loaned somebody money. She's filed for bankruptcy, I assume, to put off having to pay these taxes, the money she doesn't have, and $10 million to the IRS. I don't know how bankruptcy works. I don't know if you're bankrupt, if that puts the IRS off, it gets them off your back or not. I guess it does.
I can tell you, in a bankruptcy, the IRS is first in line.
Oh, I don't doubt that. They're first in line for everything.
They're even first in line before employees.
No, and the reason I say I want her to go to jail is just because of what she did to all the people that she scammed with that Psychic Friends thing. But no, it's strictly taxes she did not pay. That her attorney, I love this, her attorney says, we paid them. Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
That's a lot of money. I think they would know if they had received that check. But maybe not. The IRS is pretty stupid too. They've done a lot of they've done a lot of dumb things that they've made huge mistakes. So maybe they did get the money and they forgot to post it or who knows.
Frank, I don't want to say anything bad about the IRS.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially now.
You're treading on thin ice, there, brother.
Nah, I'm not scared of the IRS. I pay plenty of taxes. I'm not scared of them. They got nothing on me. All they can do is come back and show that I paid them what I was supposed to pay them.
I'm AM in the PM.
Appreciate it. Is that Dan? That was Dan. I mean,
yes.
Doug is up. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Long time listener, first time caller. So right. Here we go.
Round of first time applause for Doug.
Thank you.
Welcome, Doug.
I do need the problem solvers, though.
Well, then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Okay, when I'm not listening to you guys, I listen to a little FM radio, and who decides when a song is an oldie to put on the oldie station?
The program director.
But, you know, sometimes you hear some newer songs that are on the oldie station, and sometimes you don't, and I'm trying to figure out who really classifies it as an oldie.
Oh, stop trying to figure that
stuff
out.
No, don't ever try to figure that out. It's one person or a consultant for several stations, and he decides what the list is going to be. And you're right. It sometimes doesn't make any sense, because if it's an oldie station, what constitutes oldie? Here's what I find interesting. Oldies, the format, is still to this day essentially 60s music and 70s maybe. Those are oldies.
Correct. That's what I would think as well.
But those were oldies in the 80s, 90s, 2000. It doesn't move into the 80s or 90s. It's interesting to me that it doesn't shift forward. Oldies are still, for the most part, 60s music.
But then you hear, like, the Doors and Led Zeppelin sometimes on the oldie station, which is in the 70s, so where does it stop?
And that's more classic rock. It stops with that numbskull, who's the program director, which most of them are, who decides on his own, this is going to qualify as classic rock, this will be oldies, this will be classic, that's all there is to it. It's one person's opinion.
Was this a crossover hit from rock to pop a little bit?
And then, Doug, what you have to understand, too, is you get in these meetings at music stations, and you have to try not to laugh. Because they'll say, we don't want to play two male vocals back to back.
Oh, yes.
We want a male vocal, then an instrumental, then a female vocal, then a group, but no two groups back to back. It's just, it's ridiculous.
That's how they used to do it
now. Huh? That's all it is.
Now it's a free-for-all.
Yeah, it really is just stupid.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Doug, and I think we've done it again. Let me check with the choir.
We've done it again.
According to them, we have done it again. Let's bring Jeff in here, and then we'll take a break. Hello, Jeff.
I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You know, when we were, I'm 50 years old, and we used to watch a show on television, and don't ask me why we started it, Petticoat Junction.
Every time that would come on,
and we would stand up in the middle of our living room. We didn't have much furniture, so we didn't have to worry about that, but we'd stand up in the middle of the living room, and we would twirl and put our arms out like a helicopter and twirl in just in that same spot till the theme song was over. So you're sitting there, you know, you jump up, and all of a sudden, very good, about the good, you know, and then all of a sudden we're done. We're falling over all over the floor, loving the show.
Jeff.
Oh, my God, this show is so much fun. It's so funny.
Jeff, your whole family twirled around to the Petticoat Junction theme?
And got
my three brothers and I would...
How old were you and how old were they?
2 years apart, but it's starting probably 8 years old now.
No.
Eight and younger.
Right.
Okay, then you're excused. If you were going to tell me you did that and you're 18 years old, I'd say you're nuts.
Okay. It was a great show, and Uncle Joe was the con, thank you. Uncle Joe was the con man on the show, but now I always thought about this. Did he sell the bath water from the women? Is the girl swimming in the water tower, did he sell that on the bottom of the...
I don't know.
I don't know.
He was like
Mr. Haney kind of. He always like a deal here and there.
I think looking back, he also looks like a pervert now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Uncle Joe. And those babes were all really hot.
Old Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow.
He's Junction. Petticoat Junction. Yeah.
Well, that's a great
memory. Thank you, Jeff. I don't remember much about the show. I remember it had a great, like Beverly Hillbillies, it had a great theme song. There I'm riding the little train that is rolling down the track to the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Hooterville, wasn't it?
And by the way, another great, you talk about blinders that people had on. Nobody then ever stopped and went, wait a minute, Hooterville?
Yeah.
They're talking about their Hooters. No, they never thought of that.
And I think, that wasn't a spinoff of Green Acres. I think that was a spinoff of actually Beverly Hillbillies.
It was a spinoff of one of them.
And then it became, and then Green Acres was a spinoff of that, and then it just went from there.
Hooterville.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Not once did any adult that I knew say, well, you know what they're doing. Hooterville. No. We were naive and stupid to that stuff. Like the Doobie Brothers. I didn't know what a doobie was till I was like 50. I didn't. I didn't know what that was. I'm telling you, man, sheltered life. It has its drawbacks. Let's see. Weather's changing, thank goodness. The Golf Health and Fitness Expo is on. It was always on. It was never going to be off, no matter what the weather was going to do. It's coming up this Saturday. Stonewolf Golf Course. Stonewolf Golf Club, if you want to be specific, over in Illinois. And it is brought to you by the folks at Associated Physicians Group, APG Pain Management and Physical Therapy. It is the 2013 Golf Health and Fitness Expo. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot going on and a lot for you for very little money. Doesn't cost much at all. It's 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Only 3 hours, but a lot jammed into 3 hours. They have some PGA pros. And again, this is all courtesy of Associated Physicians Group. They're going to analyze and discuss your swing. They've got discounts in the pro shop at Stonewolf. They're going to have health advice from Mayo Clinic trained pain management physician. I'm sure that's Dr. William Tom. They have physical therapist, chiropractor, massage therapist, a weight loss consultant, optometrist, a personal trainer. There's a lot to do here. And there's also going to be prizes and contests and food and refreshments. It's $20. And again, it's this Saturday, 10 to 1 at Stonewolf Golf Club. You know what? This flyer has everything except where Stonewolf is located. Isn't that a Granite City or somewhere? Where is Stonewolf?
I can't remember.
Pull that up for me, Brian, would you? Stonewolf Golf Club. I mean, it's in Illinois, which is where the three locations of Associated Physicians Group are. They're all in Illinois.
And by the Fairview Heights.
Fairview Heights, Illinois. Stonewolf Golf Club. And as far as what APG, I think of it as All Pain Gone. Good way to remember the letters. Associated Physicians Group, what they do is therapy. Physical therapy. For all those things that make your life miserable, that oftentimes can be dealt with and made to go away without, you know, painkillers and without surgery. It's amazing when you're put in the right hands what great physical therapy can do. They're in O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville. You have disc problems or sciatica, or elbow pain, carpal tunnel. Very, very. I spoke yesterday with a doctor in St. Louis regarding something else. It was a charity thing. And since I knew he was a doctor, I said, hey, are you familiar with Associated Physicians Group? He said, are you kidding? He said, I just had lunch with a couple of those guys the other day. He said, what an impressive a group of people this is. He had rave reviews. O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, apgpain.com. That's apgpain.com, Associated Physicians Group in Illinois.
Things are already moving a little slow right now. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic. Tim?
Yeah, it looks like we've got some really slow traffic now on southbound 270 from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, it's stop and go from 270 up to the Blanchet Bridge. Eastbound 270, that just looks like it's heavy between Lindbergh and 170. It opens up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge after that. If you're going on westbound 64, it looks like you're slow now from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And then we've got a report of a stalled vehicle that is on eastbound 64 just after Highway K. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. This Easter, save time by building the perfect basket at the corner of so many choices and so much easier. Because Walgreens has just what you need, from Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs, toys and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
So we shared the news with you that broke last week when they released the stats on the part of the population that was getting ready to retire. Startling. 57% of people ready to retire, retirement age, had less than $25,000. 57%, over half. Not ready to retire. Not going to be able to retire. And then you got the aging boomers trying to get work, fighting in the same job market with kids out of college. And the percentage of those kids that can't get jobs with degrees is pretty startling. So the lesson here is to plan, have a plan, have a financial plan, have somebody help you with it, like Mark and Jason, Mark Gruden and Jason Becker at Stiefel Nicholas. I don't mind repeating myself, especially with something like this. And a long time ago, I thought, well, let's see, George Carlin's routine where he said words you'll never hear put together in a sentence, and one of them was, you'll never hear anybody say, please saw my legs off.
Yeah.
And he's right. And you'll also never hear anybody say, wow, I wish we hadn't saved and invested for our future. Boy, do I wish we hadn't put this money aside. Nobody will say that. Here's what too many people say. Boy, if we had it to do over again, we'd have gotten some good advice and invested more wisely and had some money. Why don't you let these guys help you with that? Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, markandjason.com. Don't go away, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Get your pets. Gather them around the radio. He's coming up on the Big Five.